I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 73-year-old Florida man ran over another man with his vehicle. Oh, gosh. What's going on down there? After the two argued about bananas. The man got angry after the victim set a box of bananas on his vehicle. The angry guy accelerated his vehicle and hit the victim, which pinned the victim to their car.
Ooh.
Yeah, the angry guy was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. What are you arguing about with bananas? Like, what could be the beef right there?
Maybe one guy called the other guy fruity.
Well, depending on Florida where he was, he might have been. Anything's possible. All right, another story today. Back in July, a guy named Ryan went into a Starbucks in California wearing an Optimus Prime mask from Transformers, and he tried to rob the place with a knife. Customer named Greg grabbed a chair, slammed it into Ryan, which is awesome, and then they wrestled. This was like a real wrestling match. They both wound up with stab wounds after the fight, and apparently once Greg got a hold of the knife, he landed a lot of shots on this would-be robber, Ryan. Well, Ryan's now in jail, facing charges for second-degree robbery and assault with a deadly weapon, but according to his mom, he's really the victim in the end, and now he's planning on suing Greg for stabbing him 17 times during their brawl.
What?
Quote, "The guy, in my opinion, went from a good Samaritan to a vigilante. Stabbing someone that many times, it doesn't take that many stab wounds to get somebody to succumb to you."
Dude.
How many does it take?
I don't know, like 15 or so? 15, 17 was excessive. I'm sorry. I'm somewhere and you're trying to do something. You got a knife. I'll probably kill you to save myself and everybody else.
Right. 100%.
I'm not like, oh, wait, is three enough? Are you going to stop now? Hold on. Four? Okay, now we're good.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, sorry. Last thing you saw on Earth with the Starbucks. There's your, what is it? What are the girls like? The pumpkin spice latte. Mm-hmm. I'll pour a little bit of that on you. Rest in peace. But yeah, he's suing now. The chief of police says the idea of Ryan suing Greg is ludicrous. So that ain't going to happen. And your final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. We got to go to Canada for this one, guys. A drug dealer in Canada named Damien recently came up with a way to sell pot for 10 times its normal street value.
When are parents going to realize, don't name your kids Damien if you want them to be upstanding citizens?
Yeah, I know one Damien guy. He's questionable.
Yeah, see?
And I don't think he's from America either. So there you go. That's a big markup. How do you think somebody, you guys are into drugs just like I am here, how do you think you can mark up pot 10 times its street value? How can you do that?
We're into drugs.
Basic economics, supply and demand.
Yeah.
You know what? You're a smart drug guy. I like that. I appreciate that about you. Well, the way he figured he could do it 10 times its normal street value, he had to go to jail. So he figured he could sell it to prisoners for a lot more because it's all about supply and demand. And obviously drugs are a lot harder to come by in prison. So he bought 8 chocolate Kinder eggs. They don't sell these here in the U.S., but if you guys have heard of them or not, they have like the little plastic egg inside. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Do they have toys inside?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Those are super popular on YouTube.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they usually don't sell those here. Of course, you probably saw them with some kid's family or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew it. Coming into use again.
You have to try that Kinder, though. It's good.
I've never had. I'm all about
good,
it.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Those little magic chocolate eggs, kids go nuts over those surprise eggs because you open them, there's like toys inside, and every one is different.
Well, he took it, and he opened the yellow capsules inside that had the toys and took them out. And then he filled the capsules with some weed and shoved them in his booty.
Mom, there's some kind of weird thing in this egg.
Then he laid the eggs?
That was his goal. He was trying to, and this is what he tried to do to get into prison. He was going to get arrested, and he did by throwing a rock at a cop car in front of the courthouse. They're going to run out there, what the hell are you doing? And arrest him, and that's what they did. He thought that'd be a quick way to get arrested, and he was right. But unfortunately, his idea was not that good, because a guard at the jail got suspicious and thought he might be trying to smuggle drugs in. I guess he might have been walking kind of funny, because you've got all those eggs in your booty. I don't think you walk right.
No,
but
I don't think so either.
Yeah, they eventually were able to figure out, yeah, something's not right. They recovered all the egg capsules, which contained about 2 ounces of weed. And he was now sentenced on Monday. Check this out. He thought he had a smart plan to get in and out. He was sentenced to 2 years in jail.
Whoa.
2 years
in
jail.
That is a lot. Only for a couple ounces.
Yeah. Way to go, Canada.
Dang.
So that's what he gets for drug trafficking. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. We're going to get to the garbage in a second. What's going on over there, Live the Web Girl? Why is your phone like, can you please turn it off? It's making a lot of noise.
Literally, this creepy guy on Facebook will not stop messaging me. He's been messaging me since like early August, and he just messaged me 4 times in a row, and he asked if he can send me something, some sexy video.
Yes, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
What kind of sexy video is he going to send you?
I have no idea, but I'm a little scared.
You know it's going to be nasty. Remember the old days? Do you remember Chat Roulette, Liv?
Duh.
Okay, this is like,
listen,
this is like Chat Roulette, but on the air. You say yes, you want them, and then we're going to watch them on the air.
And then I block him.
What happened on Chat Roulette?
What happened?
Yeah, like some people may listening right now may not know what Chat Roulette is. Like, I knew roulette's the game where like you spin it and like there's a gun and a bullet. Like, but what's Chat Roulette? Like, you talk?
Okay, so Chat Roulette was this website like 10 years ago. It was popular when I was like a freshman and sophomore in high school.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Since we've seen, go ahead.
It was like 2007, 2008. I feel like when it was at its prime.
Throwback Thursday.
You right.
And basically, you right. Basically, at sleepovers, you and your girlfriends would go on Chat Roulette and then you would sit there and it's like you have your webcam on and then it's like you click a button next and it's like a flip book. Like it flips through all kinds of different live videos of other people on their webcam.
Oh,
and
okay.
Every other person was a guy petting the dolphin.
And then all of you and your girlfriends would like scream every time. They go to like flip to a new guy and you'd be like, ah! And then like go to the next guy.
It's interesting how you two used it. I actually have heard of a Chat Roulette. I used it back in the day. But I was
were you the guy?
Sometimes, depending if it was cold or not in the room. No, but I was disappointed. I thought, well, if there's dudes with their ding-dongs, maybe there's girls flashing.
Never.
Never happened. I saw way more wieners than I should have seen in one night. So there's that.
I remember one of my friends, like, one time, like, it was a guy friend, and him and his guy friends had gotten on there to just see what would happen, because they think Chat Roulette's funny. And then they were flipping, and it was a cop. And they were like, oh, my God! They were like, we're not doing anything, we swear. And the cop was like, oh, you're fine. I'm looking for the guys that are doing stuff. And they're like, okay, happy swiping.
All right, well, Live the Web Girl, did he send the video yet?
No, I haven't replied. So
give it to Alex or producer Mike.
I
want to
see pictures of this
guy.
Go to his Facebook.
I tried to look, and he only has like one picture.
Of course,
I got a
profile picture.
Tell him to send a D pic.
Oh, here, I'll let MYK take over.
All right, you take over. Alex, you ready for the garbage?
Yep.
All right, let's get into it.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Last night on America's Got Talent, a winner was chosen.
Ooh. It's time. America, here is your winner. Good luck to both of you. America has voted. The winner of the $1 million and the star of the headline show in Las Vegas.
Who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be?
Tell me, Tyra!
Darcy Lynn!
Wasn't she the cute little girl that did the ventriloquist?
Yes, and it has taken America by storm. Who is the guy? Who is the guy that does the puppets? The
Terry Fader?
No. I'm having a brain fart on his name. He's like famous for all his comedy acts. Is it Jeff something?
Oh, you're talking about
Jeff Dunham.
You're talking about Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham even shouted her out. He was like, by the way, Darcy, you are so incredible. You're talented. You're going to go so far. You remind me exactly.
But I believe Terry Fader's the guy that won it too, though. I know who you're talking about. Like, he's always on Comedy Central, but I believe, unless I'm an idiot, Terry Fader's another guy that won like America's Got Talent.
Oh, maybe. But I'm saying that that Jeff Dunham, who's famous for using puppets in his comedian stand-up acts or whatever, he shouted her out and just said, like, look, this is you at 10 years old doing your puppet stuff. This is me at 10 years old doing my puppet stuff. You're going to go far. I can tell. It was like, it was really cute.
Yeah. See, he was actually on America's Got Talent too back in the day, but I know what you're talking about, and he won it as well.
Miss Louisiana was better, by the way.
She got robbed.
The NFL has responded to reports that Jay-Z has turned down their offer to perform the 2018 Super Bowl halftime show. An NFL spokesperson has responded to the report, saying no decisions have been made on the performers and we are not going to speculate on particular artists. Along with Pepsi, we know that we will put on a spectacular show. When it is time to announce her name, we will do it, or his name, or their names. On CBS this morning, Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, was vague in revealing the real reason for canceling his current tour.
Was that a difficult decision?
Extremely. You know, I think it'll be okay.
Again, people think he's having issues. What's going on with him? He seems to be falling in another dark place. True, not true?
Look, I think he'll decide to tell people when he's ready of what exactly happened. But I think he was making a decision, like he said, to protect himself.
Fergie has opened up about her split from Josh Duhamel that was just announced last week. The pop singer told People magazine, honestly, it was just getting a little weird for us with all the romantic questions. We're great friends. We love each other so much. And it's just got to the point where it was getting a little weird. There's no perfect time, so we just decided to do it. Megyn Kelly says Bill O'Reilly warned her of the snake pit of cable news on Ellen's show.
Bill O'Reilly, of all people, told me when I got to cable news primetime that cable news primetime is a snake pit. And that's how it felt. And I didn't want to be in the snake pit. I just wanted to cover the news. It was just a clarification and an affirmation that I did not want to live like this.
Melissa Joan Hart came under fire for saying Hurricane Maria ruined her vacation. The actress wrote on Instagram and Twitter, "And just like that, our family vacation is canceled. Such a bummer, but we plan to hit whatever resort another time this year. She included a screenshot of the like Weather Channel saying what's going on with Hurricane Maria or whatever. And then people were slamming her. They were like, "I think you should be more concerned with the people that live there instead of your meaningless vacation."
Oh, God.
No matter what you can do.
Poor girl can't be depressed about her vacation.
Seriously, though, I was like, if I was like super famous and I said something insensitive, it would be something like this. Like, "Oh, the dang hurricane ruined my vacation." Demi Lovato. Oh, sorry. Before that, the woman who ended up on the extortion sex video with Kevin Hart says she's a crime victim herself.
"My name is Montia Sabab. I was involved with Kevin Hart a month ago. Since then, my pictures and my name have been released with lies written about me. I am not an extortionist. I'm not a stripper.
Okay.
I'm a recording artist and an actress.
Sure.
And I have not broken any laws. I had nothing to do with these recordings. I hired Lisa Bloom to protect my rights.
Ugh.
I'm truly sorry for any involvement I had in this."
Can we have a rule when there's press conferences? Two photos, one at the beginning and one at the end. Like, I can never hear people. It's like, click, 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 the whole damn time. And Lisa Bloom, that's somebody that means that you're innocent and telling the truth right there. Totally.
Starting today, all 194 episodes of Will and Grace are available for streaming on Hulu, the NBC app, and NBC.com. This is the first time in history the original 8 seasons of Will and Grace will be available through streaming. Next Thursday, September 28th, the show will make its return to NBC with 16 new episodes and has already been picked up for the second season of 13 more episodes. Back in the day, the show received an impressive 83 Emmy Awards nominations.
Is it that good? Obviously, the awards, but did you watch Will and Grace? I never did.
I wasn't allowed.
Oh, is it because there was a gay character on there?
Is that why?
I wasn't, yeah.
There's a gay character.
there's one of them gays.
If you watch it, it'll make you have gay tendencies.
Will and gays.
It's so funny how things change, though. Are you going to watch it now, do you think? Or it's kind of like too old for you?
I mean, yeah. I didn't grow up watching it, so I have no emotional connection to be excited about new episodes. I'd have to start all over from the beginning, I feel like. That's the garbage.
What? Oh, are we okay over here? Live the Web Girl?
Oh, I'm like freaking out. I love Will and
do
Grace.
You?
Oh, yeah. I always used to watch it as a kid, and my parents are like extremely conservative, so I never even thought about that, though.
Yeah, but were they ever strict about stuff you weren't allowed to watch? Because I wasn't allowed to. I couldn't even watch Harry Potter. I mean, there's a lot of weird
things
I wasn't
allowed
to watch.
Alex, now as an adult, can finally watch like SpongeBob.
Yay!
Things she should have seen years ago.
I had cousins that weren't allowed to watch SpongeBob.
Oh, I've heard of stuff. And I get that. Like, if you think that's the best thing as a parent, but it's just like, I'm afraid now I'll fall in the Will and Grace like hole. Like, what if I do like it? I'm like, I gotta watch every episode ever.
It might happen. That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can check out the garbage, radionowindy.com. Also, we put it up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. You can go do that right now.
You know what I vote? I vote that we post the photo of this guy trying to get send Liv some nude videos, because you can't really see his face in his profile picture. Mm. And it's kind of epic, and he kind of deserves it.
Why don't we wait for the nude video?
Yeah, wait for an actual nude video.
The sexy video.
And yeah. I don't want to get like sued or anything. I don't have a lot of money for
never
a
know.
Lawyer.
He'll never know.
Why don't you go post that on your personal one, just in case? Can we check with legal first? Normally, I don't say check with legal first, but I mean,
Do we have a legal?
You know what? This is not him. This isn't even him in the profile picture, guaranteed.
Maybe that's him on the bottom.
It's a stock photo.
Is he a bottom or is he a top?
It's like a man doing a handstand kissing a girl on the beach.
It's every girl's bizarre. Dream. That's what that is. Little law enforcement addition to the city of Fishers. Alex is now an official police officer. Is that right?
Pull over. You're arrested for being too sexy.
Show me your booty. You're not getting out of here. So last night you're doing stuff at the Fishers Police, like what, Citizen Academy?
Yep, it's the Citizens Police Academy. Anyone can do it. Your local police department, wherever you are, Avon, Zionsville, whatever, they probably all do it. You just have to find out when to sign up. And so I signed up for the fall semester one, and it's free. You just do it to learn about law enforcement. And last night, every week, every Wednesday, it's a different class. And last night was crime scene and forensics and evidence.
Ooh.
And that was like so lit for me. I don't even think you understand. Like, that was the whole reason I signed up. So I was very excited because I had an opportunity to go to the weekend and I was like, crap, it's either that or forensics and evidence. I got to go to forensics and evidence because I had been so excited for that. And so we got to do all kinds of things. We learned all about like what crime scene investigators look for at a crime scene, all the notes that they take. They even do crazy things like when they walk up to a crime scene, they're taking notes on the weather and weird, like the amount of light outside and just every little tiny detail.
Things.
Everything matters, which I didn't realize all the little things that really did matter. And so we saw real photos of dead bodies.
Like blood and stuff and guts?
It wasn't super bloody. There was a guy that had maggots that were in his mouth.
Oh, they forgot about
gross.
Him.
That was super gross. And then there was one guy that had been left upstairs. Sorry, I should have given you a warning. This is clearly if you're like super easily queasable.
Keep on eating your food. It's good now.
just bear with me. It's not that bad. But there was also a guy that had been upstairs in an apartment where he passed away.
Okay.
And so he rises. And so even though it was cool on the second floor, the top floor, it was like 90 degrees. And he'd only been dead for like 2 days, but his skin on his face, it looked like he was, I said, is he a burn victim? And he wasn't. It was like his skin was like, it looked like it was melting off. And they're like, no, it's just your skin, I guess, shifts off your skull and stuff after you've been passed away for a while. Sorry, I know this is like.
All right, maybe we shouldn't be eating breakfast right now.
Yeah, so that's all the gross, that's the end for the gross stuff.
He's like, keep on going. Tell me more.
He's like, I got the popcorn. No, that's the end of the gross stuff. But then I got to try on a hazmat suit and go up into the forensics lab, which we put a ton of pictures on our Instagram and Facebook. Instagram is at Joe and Alex Show, and Facebook is Radio Now 100.9 of me wearing the hazmat suit, which was so lit. And then also I got to learn how to fingerprint and learn how they do casts of shoe prints and things like that at crime scenes, which was so freaking cool. I also put videos of me fingerprinting on my Snapchat, Yo Alex Raps with a Z. But one thing that was interesting, I asked the crime scene investigators, well, how many homicides happen in Fishers, which is where I live, and they said there's only been two in the last 25 years.
Dang!
Which is great. So it's a very safe place. Compared to what we've been hearing, it's like every night.
We had our 100th homicide in Indianapolis.
So
this happened.
That is a drastic difference from like what the IMPD deal with. And so he told me, I said, well, what is the most fascinating crime scene that you've worked in? He said, well, it was actually one of those homicides that happened in the last 25 years. It was the one that happened in 2014, which was, Joe, I doubt that you know about this, but there was a teenage kid who basically was like born to be a serial killer. Like his whole life, his whole childhood, he had been working his way up to wanting to be a serial killer.
Like Sid from Toy Story?
Exactly.
Okay.
Like he had a history of harming animals.
Ugh.
He was super creepy and he had like a manifesto of like, I'm going to enjoy the kill and I'm going to do all these things.
So he was messed up.
He actually murdered an innocent old man at a park in Fishers in 2014.
Wow.
And he was totally random. It was just by happenstance that he came across that guy. But they said that was a interesting case to work because it was a whodunit.
Yeah.
Because they had no ties to each other. So it was literally trying to find someone out of thin air.
How did they catch him?
That kid inserted himself into the investigation. He rode up on his bike and was like, hey guys, what's going on? What do you know about this crime scene? Like an idiot. And typically, people that are murderers like that, they do insert themselves into the police investigation to find out what they know. And so they kind of started putting pieces together. It's very interesting.
Wow.
And very sad for that family that lost their grandfather in Fishers. But it was fascinating. So I would highly recommend to do a Citizens Police Academy wherever you live because it is so great.
Go check out the photos. They're really cool. Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram right now. You can see Alex fully suited up. The Joe and Alex Show music battle is about to commence. You ready for this, Alex? You ready to bring it? Up for grabs right now. Really cool prize. It's going on tonight, though, so I want to make sure that our winner can go. It is going to be a pair of passes to the Kingsman, the Golden Circle. You get to go check that on out. Let's get some teammates here for the battle. Let's go to line number 3. And we got Ashley on the show. Ashley, you're going to be on Team Joe or Team Alex today?
go with Team Alex, Joe.
All right. Ashley and Alex. Cool.
Double A, the same size as my boobs. No, I'm kidding.
Are they that big? I thought they were just a single A. Okay, cool. And then let's go to line number four this morning and get Aaliyah. You're on the Joe and Alex Show on Team Joe.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, cool. You guys, make sure you're off speakerphone, you're listening on your phone, and just chill in the background, and hopefully we'll hook you up this morning. Producer MYK, real quick, the rules for the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle.
Do you have them in front of you, Joe?
I do, okay.
Yeah, I got your back. Hold on, I got to get to it. I'm just keeping score. I got the songs going on here.
Hang on a second. You're just the official dude.
Your names are your buzzers. You guys both give the title and the main artist for 1 point apiece. You guys can guess the theme of all of the songs for 3 points at any time. And feel free to go to your lifeline one time. That is the people on the phone for help.
All right. Joe and Aaliyah, Alex and Ashley. Here we go. First song here for the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle. Let's hear it.
Hi. Joe.
Eminem, my name is.
2 points for Joe.
Play, you stupid thing.
My name is.
I like
my
it so
name
far. All right, song number two we're getting to on the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle. Let's hear it.
Alex.
Oh,
crap. Is it Jason Derulo? That's not right.
I think this is the woman beater. Is this? Yeah, I think it is. All right, Joe. I think it's Chris Brown. You.
1 point for Chris Brown.
What is that song called?
Called With You.
I was going to go with that, but I did not go with that. Okay, cool. All right. Going into song number three here, the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle.
Put on.
Ooh.
Alex.
Whitney Houston. I don't know the song.
1 point for your honesty.
Yikes. Oh, I know what it is. I know what it's called now.
Aaliyah, I'm going to bust you in, Aaliyah, right here, so hope you know this. We know it's Whitney Houston,
okay.
But listen, just listen.
I'll just say I am nothing if I don't have you.
Any idea, Leah? Do you think it's like, what is it?
Maybe if I have nothing, I don't have you. Something feeling.
I'm gonna say without you. I'm gonna say without you. The final answer is without you.
Is it called I'm Not Leaving or something?
It's called I Have Nothing.
Oh.
You know, she says, I have nothing. She says it like 7 times at
but
the
that,
end.
But that's too easy, though, isn't it? Okay, cool.
You tell me. Y'all didn't get no points for it.
I don't know. Okay, going into song number four here, producer MYK, what's the score of the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle?
The score is 3 points for Joe and Aaliyah, 1 point for Alex and Ashley.
Okay, still anybody's game. Here we go. Song number four.
Alex. It's Lindsay Lohan, Rumors.
2 points for Alex.
Yeah, 4-3, Alex was twerking. Oh, Lindsay Lohan.
It's lit.
This song was epic.
Still is.
Remember when Lindsay and Hillary were fighting over Aaron Carter?
Now neither of them want him.
That's why he's crying. Okay, going to the fifth song. Is that a tie game we have now?
The score is 3 points for Joe and Aaliyah, 3 points for Alex and Ashley.
Yeah!
All right, here we go. And I've used up my lifeline, so let's see what we got here. Song number five, the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle. Joe! That is Amy Winehouse, Rehab.
2 points for Joe and Aaliyah.
Yeah!
And if my daddy thinks I'm fine.
So that's it? He wins? Is that the last song?
Unless you guess the theme or he guesses the theme.
Joe, I'm going to guess the theme. I think all these people at one time had problems with drugs. Like they maybe had to go to rehab because not all of them are dead from drugs.
What is your specific answer, Joe?
I'm going to say that all the songs that I'm going to say that all these artists had like have been in the news for drugs. Like they had something to do with drugs.
That is not the theme.
What?
All those people right there, Whitney Houston died from drugs. Chris Brown, I don't know, I assume he does drugs, allegedly. Eminem definitely did drugs. Lindsay Lohan definitely did drugs.
I don't know that I've ever heard about Eminem doing drugs.
Oh my God, the guy went to rehab.
He did?
His album was called Relapse.
Oh, snap. Guys, Alex, I feel like I'm just finding out. I have no idea what the theme is. You've got to count down. Joe wins.
You had to be specific, Joe. All of these artists have been in rehab.
Okay, fine. I'll take it because we win!
Yeah! Good job.
Stay there.
And they stay there.
I'm going to publicly shun Ashley for hanging up because we had a prize for her too, but she hung up. So, Ashley, you hung up. You get nothing now.
Oh, Ashley, sometimes we'll surprise you like that.
Yeah. So, shame on you for hanging up on us. No, congratulations to Aaliyah. You get hooked up today with a pair of passes to the Kingsman, the Golden Circle that's going on tonight, 7 o'clock at the IMAX at the Indiana State Museum. That is Indy's largest screen, and it's the first showing of the movie. Congratulations.
Awesome.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, and Ask Alex is your chance to get some advice, get your question answered. At least we could try to help you do that. If you email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, then we can have you on the phone this morning, just like we have Kaylee. Hey, what's going on, Kaylee? What are you calling in for Ask Alex?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Alex. You guys are changing my voice, right?
Yes, yep. Your voice is through our voice changer right now.
Yeah, the voice changer is already on for you. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Sorry. I'm calling because I'm really nervous about someone in my sorority, from my school finding out who I am. Because I don't live, where you guys are, but a bunch of us listen to you on the Radio Now app. Because all the radio stations by us are terrible.
Been there.
Yeah, thanks.
but basically what I wrote in my email, is that I'm having a problem with some of the girls in my sorority.
Is it hazing?
Honestly, I don't even know what you would call it at this point. Because this group of seniors that I'm friends with have been running a money scheme, and they're trying to encourage me and some of the other juniors to get involved with it.
Wait, like Bernie Madoff here?
No, it's okay. So they're. It's insane. I'm sorry. They're encouraging us to have unprotected sex with a ton of fraternity guys, and then they want us to tell them that we're pregnant so we can get money for the abortions.
What?
Yeah. And they've been doing it for months, and they've gotten a lot of money. They've gotten hundreds of dollars from 20 different guys. And they keep asking me to go in on it with them, basically. They're trying to get me involved, and they say that, no one's really getting an abortion, so it's fine, and, it's for a good cause, because they're putting most of the money that they get back into the sorority so we can get professional videos for our social media, for, formals and date parties and stuff on campus.
Well, I understand that. I mean, the gram is important, but fake abortions?
Okay, thank you, because I feel like it's insane, right? It's crazy. I get it, kind of, because, recruitment's been so competitive, and, this definitely is, important for making us noticeable. But I don't feel comfortable with this at all, and I feel like are really pressuring me a lot.
If all of these girls are having unprotected sex, too, that is just a breeding ground for STDs, for one.
AIDS, anything like that, and God forbid you actually did get pregnant, that would be the best-case scenario.
Right, I don't know. I feel like someone's going to pick up something. And, I'm not willing to put myself out there. But, whenever I confront them about it, they, don't listen to me at all. If anyone from administration, though, found out, or, our national chapter, we would absolutely get kicked off campus.
If you tell somebody, then the whole sorority would get in trouble and not just the girls doing this, right?
Right, so I don't want to, and they are my friends. I don't agree with what they're doing right now, but, I still love them. And a bunch of my other friends, I feel like, would also be punished for it.
How are the guys in these fraternities reacting when the girls are hey, I'm pregnant and I need, $1,200 for an abortion or whatever? What do they say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of the guys, I will say, are kind of, but, some of them, they still have to live with, this guilt. And one of my, this is the worst part. I think this is what prompted me to call you. One of my sisters who's doing this came to me last week, and She told me that one of the guys that she lied to about being pregnant, like, he started, like, crying and, like, got super upset, and he's been, like, really depressed this week, and he's, like, asking her to keep it. And it's not even real.
Oh, that is so sad.
Yeah, but imagine that, though. I couldn't imagine, like, if my wife now, Lindsay, but let's say I met her in college, like, got pregnant, did this whole crap to me, I'd be pissed at her. But the fact that she's like, hey, Joe, I'm pregnant, and, like, and I want to have that unborn son or daughter, and then she's like, well, I'm getting an abortion. What? Hell no.
Yeah, I know. It's like, honestly, it's kind of like unfair to think that guys are all just like baby haters, because this is like the most up. Sorry, I don't know. Sorry. I like.
Yeah, you can't say that word. Make sure you don't swear again when you do that.
Okay. This is just like the most messed up part about it is that like this dude like is willing to like be a good guy about it.
I just cannot even wrap my mind around the thought process that this senior is going through telling all these girls that this is an acceptable way to earn money for your sorority. I am not somebody that did. I wasn't in a sorority in college, and I didn't even finish college, but Liv, our web girl, was in a sorority. Liv, if you would have had this kind of stuff going on in your sorority while you were going to U of L, what would you have done?
I mean, I seriously got chills listening to this, but I would have confronted those girls. Like, I get it. Like, I couldn't imagine being younger, but like, as a senior, if I had like girls in the sorority doing this, I would 100% confront them and tell them that like I was going to rat them out, because like that is so messed up.
Kaylee, did you confront them?
I just tried to tell them. I can't like go crazy direct about it, but I like told them that I think it's a terrible plan and like I don't want to be a part of it, and they just kind of brush it off. They're like, it's fine. But I don't know. I feel like maybe I can try to find like an ally like in the seniors. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, Kaylee, this is some pretty serious stuff here. I did not expect that for Ask Alex today. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Also on our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook. What are we even asking for this, Alex?
Kaylee Sorority is running a fake abortion money scheme, and she does not know how to approach it because she feels uncomfortable.
All right, Kaylee, keep on listening out on the app, and we'll try to get some answers for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show. We'll talk to you next. Wow. Ask Alex. Usually there's some like, you know, weird questions or funny, but I don't think I've heard of anything like this. It's like on a criminal level at like the college age. This is going on somewhere in Indiana. What was her name? Kaylee?
That's her fake name. Yeah, she wanted a fake name and used the voice changer. Clearly, you can tell this is very serious and she's very nervous about asking for advice, but she feels like she really needs it.
But her sorority that she's in, I guess she's like a younger person in it, they're trying to raise money, and the way they're doing it is I swear, like, I've seen this in a movie almost before.
I've never seen this in any
movie. No, I swear it's a movie, but they're tricking guys like other what are the guys, like, if you're not in a sorority,
you're in a fraternity,
they're tricking them into thinking that they're actually pregnant, and they want these girls to go sleep with all these guys and fake being pregnant, and then say, oh, I have to have an abortion,
right? And so they get these fraternity brothers to give them abortion money, and then the seniors are getting these other girls in the sorority to put that fake abortion money into the sorority for things like social media videos and parties and things like that.
Don't like sororities have like standards and like, you know, pride and all that? Live the web girl, what are we getting on our social media this morning?
Jen says guys talk, they will get caught for sure. And then Sandy says, this is serious. What if one of the guys took it so hard he did something terrible to himself?
Well, that's what she said. One guy was crying.
Yeah, because he thought, like, please don't kill my child. Like, he was upset.
If my wife, different than college, if my wife Lindsay's pregnant, she's like, oh, I'm not going to keep the baby, I would, like, be mortified.
Right, you'd be really devastated.
I'm
sure.
Like, you're not killing my baby.
I think we found out what this sorority is called, actually. I think it's Kappa Kappa Cray Cray.
Let's talk to Jamie on line one this morning. Jamie on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your thoughts on Ask Alex this morning?
Okay, so I am really amped up about this whole thing. I'm in a sorority here in Indiana, too, and I honestly cannot believe what is going on.
Do they do things like this to raise money? Like, no, I'm not saying like fake being pregnant, but do you guys do things to try to pay for the things you want?
No, every chapter does like a budget the semester before, and we pay dues.
What school do you go to, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
I'd rather keep all that private.
That's okay.
But just how the women are handling this, like, this is not what Greek life is and what sororities should be doing. And what the reason they're doing this, too, is completely, like, screwed up. They're focused on their PR stuff, like, making all of their stuff, like, cute and pretty and professional. Like, that's all great, but at the end of the day, they should be focusing on sisterhood and their values, because what they're doing is completely disrespectful, not only to their national organization, but to Greek life in general.
What would you do if you were in the situation of Kaylee? What would you do?
I would confront the seniors who were doing this, and I would tie it all back to, this is not why we're here. Like, this is wrong. Like, this is disrespectful. Like,
and what if they take it out on Kaylee and are like, Feynman, and then they make her life miserable?
Well, the thing is, I honestly, if it were me, like, I wouldn't want to be a part of an organization that was doing things like that.
Yeah.
And that hurts me because I love my organization so much, but I don't know if I could wear the same letters as women who thought this was okay.
Strong points.
Jamie, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to, is this Kira? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about Ask Alex today? Kaylee Sorority is running a fake abortion scheme, and the whole reason they're doing that is to raise money.
Yeah, that is so messed up. I'm in a sorority at Ball State here in Indiana as well, and I've never even heard of something so absurd. It literally sounds like it should be in a movie because it's so messed up, and it breaks my heart because people are listening who aren't in Greek life, and that's their new perception of like what Greek life is, and it's
totally
just not what it's supposed to be about.
I hope that's not the perception, because like I don't know a lot about Greek life, but I never thought, oh, you know what they like to do to raise money, you know, like I never thought that myself.
Exactly like you just can't, it's really sad that people are going to start thinking about it that way, because I love my sorority. Those girls are like my best friends. They really are like my sisters.
What do you think about this? Okay, and I mean, I'm not accusing anything, but I'm just saying, do you think it's possible that a sorority at your school at Ball State is involved? Because she said it's not in Indy, but it's in Indiana. It's one of the bigger schools in Indiana, but not in Indy metro area. So do you think this could be going on in Ball State in your same Greek community possibly? Or do you think no way?
I would like to think no way. I mean, I don't want to say that. And then, I mean, I think that Ball State Greek life is just so close in general. And it's not a huge school, and I have friends in every sorority. Honestly.
I was going to say, because it has to be three schools, right? It would only be, who has big Greek life on campus in Indiana? IU, Ball State, and Purdue would be the only three, right?
I'm not too sure. Yeah. Like, what about like down in Evansville? You got a couple of colleges down there.
Yeah, but those aren't as big of universities for Greek life, I don't think.
I don't know much about it at all. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling in. We're going to get to more calls. 317-239-1009.
I mean, we threw great parties here. Pimps and hoes. CEOs and corporate hoes, Boise boys and Idaho's.
They're like super sexist. Every party is like themed hoe.
It's the Joan Alex Show. Ask Alex is going on right now. Kaylee Sorority is running a fake abortion scheme to raise a bunch of money. They do it for all their dances and just different things like that. 317-239-1009. Also on social media, Joan Alex Show. Liv, the web girl, what do we got?
Brooklyn on Instagram said, I think it's pretty black and white. Point blank, it's wrong ethically and possibly on a legal level. Sorry, but a sisterhood shouldn't be put over what is right and wrong. A sisterhood shouldn't be forcing girls to do this and belittling them when they refuse.
Yeah, that's not cool at
Good
all.
Good points.
Let's talk to Angel. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say about Ask Alex?
Hi, I'm in a sorority here in Indianapolis at IUP Line.
Okay.
I cannot imagine anybody getting away with what they're doing. It is definitely an ethical issue, and she needs to contact whoever's over Greek life at her school. Even though that's such a big offense, that can get her charter shut down. So maybe if she speaks up and says something before it's too late, she can save her chapter. Because if that comes out and it wasn't approached to someone over the organization, then they'll be suspended as a organization.
Do you know she can do that anonymously? Kind of like, you know, Crime Stoppers, you can do stuff anonymously. Is that something that she could contact a person and not have her stuff out there?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, she can do that. She can contact whoever's over the Greek Life organization at her school. She can do that anonymously, and they will be able to approach the situation before it gets out of hand, before people's feelings get hurt. And, I mean, this is like detrimental stuff that can really screw people up.
Yes, let me ask you this. This seems so shocking to me. Do you think this is the type of story that would make national news?
Yeah, this is huge. As someone a part of Greek life here at IUPUI, I cannot imagine something like this
getting out.
Ever happening.
Wow.
Never.
Wow, that's crazy. Hey, thank you for the call. Do you think this is worse than hazing?
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're both bad, but this is lying to these boys, thinking that you're pregnant, and then getting them to give you like a little
money.
Over $1,000 and all this for a fake abortion. I mean, all of it's scandalous.
Sam, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Good morning. I would just like to say that I absolutely love your guys' show.
Thank you.
First and foremost. But I am a graduate from IU, and I just want to say that this is absolutely the most shameful thing I have ever heard. I don't obviously know if this is coming from IU, but if it comes out and it's from IU, I'll be absolutely embarrassed and horrified for those girls, because they represent the college as a very big portion of, you know, the campus, and that is just embarrassing. And I hope to God that these girls, this is a rumor and that this isn't real and this is something that's not true, because that is just, it hurts my heart deep down inside, because I also have a child and I just can't imagine somebody, this isn't a good joke, this isn't something that's funny, and it's not something that they should, absolutely nothing they should be proud of, and they know better.
Totally.
Hey, Sam, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show this morning.
What was that?
317-239.
What was what?
Producer, what are you guys doing over there? What buttons are you pushing?
What? I played your little, your hoe thing right here.
No.
Yeah, we threw great parties here. Pimps and hoes, CEOs and corporate hoes, Boise boys and Idahos.
They're like super sexist. Every party is like themed hoe.
Wait, what was that other thing?
That was it. That was,
are you sure? Wait.
Oh, and this. All the money that they're making off of this. That's absolutely crazy. If you have anything else, Joan Alex Show on Twitter, and we will definitely look forward to reading your social media comments. And, of course, people, if you want to hear this again, maybe share with your friends or people you know. This will be up at RadioNowIndy.com. Just go click on the Joan Alex Show, and you can go do that and check that on out. Yesterday, the Joe and Alex show, we did our post-show stuff, and, you know, it was over. We said goodbye, left, and went on our ways and had a normal day. Then,
producer MYK sent us a photo.
I was here all alone, and then a package arrived. And you've got to see this package, because there's blood splattered all over it.
That's a pretty big package. I've seen a few packages in my day.
This sounds very made up. It is not made up. We got a text yesterday from producer MYK. He was like, you guys got a package. I see this photograph, and I'm like texting them frantically, like, what is it? Because nobody's answering me. It's a photograph of a box, like producer MYK said, with blood spatter all over it and freaking caution tape.
I was asked, hey, would you guys like to open this? I said, no, I don't want to open it. I do not want to open it. Meanwhile, Alex is over here. Hey.
Oh, what's in the box?
I mean, I'm scared that we've been doing Murder Monday. Every Monday at 7:30 now for a little over a month. What if somebody was like, oh, you like murder, huh? And it's like a severed hand in there.
Or a head. Okay.
I'm genuinely so freaked out. And I feel like we need to open this. And I feel like
no.
We need to do it on Facebook Live so people
no.
can prove it wasn't us that put the stuff in there, whatever it
no.
is.
No. This is something I don't feel comfortable with opening up. I love listeners.
We need the proof of witnesses. There are witnesses.
Why don't we have somebody else from another like part of the building, like in sales?
Somebody expendable, right?
What if the person who sent it is watching us or listening to us to see, make sure that we open it, and if we don't, we ruin something. If we make someone else open it, then bad things happen.
What if it kills us when we open it?
Yeah, I'm a little bit terrified of that happening as well.
Should we open the box? I don't think we should open the box. Producer MYK.
I'm shook.
Should we open the box?
Open the box.
Alex, should we open the box?
Yes, because it's going to kill me not knowing, but it also might kill me if I open it. So you know what? It's a lose-lose situation.
Either way, it's going to kill you.
Either way,
so.
It'll kill me.
Liv the web girl, should we open the box?
I think you know my answer, but I don't think that I hold enough weight.
Everybody waits the same.
No?
No. And I agree with Liv the Web Girl. We do not find out.
So it's two against
what's
two.
In the box?
It's two against two, Joe.
Should we open the box? 317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. If we have enough people to sway it, like so it's not tied, we'll open it. If not, hell no, you can do that some other time.
I just put a photo of what the box looks like on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. So follow us so you can see that. But as far as opening it, I think we need to do it on Facebook Live for witnesses.
All right, if we have people say that we need to open the box and break this tie, we'll do it. So make sure you like us on Facebook. If we do go live next,
it could be our last Facebook Live video ever.
Stop!
Then it'll be Facebook dead. We have a tie right now on the Joe and Alex show. We're trying to figure out, hey, are we going to find out what's in the box?
Oh, what's in the box?
We got sent an ominous-looking box yesterday after the show. We were all gone. It said, please deliver this to the Joe and Alex show. I don't like opening up random packages from people I don't know, and we do not know on the box who it's from. We're tied. Alex and producer MYK said, yeah, why don't we open up the box live on the air? I said, yeah, let's not die today. Myself and Liv the Web Girl, we said, no, we are not going to open this box. So we have a tie here.
Our Twitter has exploded of everyone saying open it.
They all said to open it?
Yeah,
because they're not going to die,
but,
right?
But we said the callers are going to break the tie, not the tweets. So.
Correct. All right, let's see. Let's go to line number two. Good morning, Jessica on the Joe and Alex show. Do we open or not open the box?
I think you guys should definitely open the box.
Did you see the photo of what it looks like, though?
It looks kind of creepy, but maybe wear some gloves and then open it.
Oh, I don't have gloves, but I do have something
that
I brought.
What are you going to have that's going to protect you?
Well, yesterday we did forensics and evidence in my Citizens Police Academy for Fisher's Police Department, and I have a hazmat suit.
You have a hazmat suit?
Yes, a real one from the police department. I'm going to put this bad boy on.
All right, put it on right now. Thank you, Jessica, for calling in. All right, that's one. If we get one more vote saying to open the box, then that will be enough to open it up. Let's go to Alex.
She's about to look like an astronaut.
I look like one of those things from Monsters, Inc. Remember the 2319? I look like one of those.
All right, let's see. Alex is still putting on her suit. Let's go to Nick on line number one. Nick, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Do we open or not open the box this morning?
You should open it.
No, Nick, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, you guys are acting like Pennywise sent that thing to you or something.
He might have.
I'm not scared of a clown. I'll kick a clown in the nose.
Pennywise could have sent it. Have you seen the photograph?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Nick.
But the suspense of not knowing.
Nick,
I know.
Kills you more.
That's true.
I appreciate you listening and calling in, but don't ever call back again if you're going to tell us to open a box, okay? You can hop on our Facebook now, Nick. You can see this. This might be the last time. Nick might be the last caller on the Joe and Alex show because we could die.
I'm zipping up this
thanks
hazmat
for putting
suit.
That on me.
I know. Hey, man, thanks for putting it on me. I appreciate it, but we're live right now. We're going to go live right now. Radio Now 100.9. On our Facebook page. Oh, Alex is like, well, I got to protect my headphones too and my hair.
All of it, yes. I'm totally encased in my hazmat suit. I'm ready to party. Let's open this.
I feel like Alex wears that when she meets a guy. She's like, I'm not ready for sex yet, so I'm going to wear this in case things get intense. I can kiss you and that's it.
Oh, so we have scissors.
In case something is alive in there and you got to stab it.
Wait, are we really going to be opening this box?
Yeah, I'm doing it over here by you, too. Because
Why me?
Because if this thing explodes and it's a bomb, you're going down with me. It's the Joe and Alex show. It's not the Alex show.
But I don't want to die.
Well, you are, by default, you're also going to be a casualty here.
Oh, hold on. I got something. I have a backup thing, then, just in case it's toxic. We have a bra that was left over in the studio.
That'll cover your face from the anthrax or whatever.
You're using a bra cup as a face mask?
Can you hear me through this?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Can you imagine us as a forensics team, the two of us dressed like this? All right, we need to open this. The people that are driving to work right now are like, come on!
Live on Facebook right now.
One thing that we did not notice.
What?
This says zombies on the box. It says zombies.
What's in the box?
I'm telling you guys, it's going to be a freaking hand here. Should I just cut the caution tape first? Is that the first?
Go slow!
Okay!
Yeah. Jesus!
Cut it too fast, hold on.
Okay, I'm gingerly cutting the box. Tape? Ooh, it's thick caution tape. It's really thick. It's hard to cut with these scissors.
Did you listen to the box? Is it ticking?
Is it making a sound?
I don't hear it. Oh, hold on.
Is it ticking?
Wait.
Can you hear that?
Bring it by me. Oh. Bring it by me, hold on. Shake it. Oh my, that sounds
There's
heavy.
There's definitely something in here. Oh my god, please don't be a severed hand. Oh my god! It's a bloody handprint on the box.
Oh, I didn't even notice
that. On the
that.
Outside. It was hidden by the caution tape, but there is a bloody handprint on the outside of this box right now on Facebook Live, Radio Now 100.9. Wait,
move away, please.
Just... No! You're going down with me.
Why? Damn Let's... it! I just moved into a new place.
Watch this be cookies.
Yeah, usually detonates right when you open it. Right?
God!
Can you do me a favor? Do me a favor.
What?
Liv the web girl's new and the show can go on without her. No offense.
Liv, do it.
Open that end of the box so like it faces her. Yeah, like lift up with your left hand.
So like let the people on Facebook Live see what's
yes,
in there before
let,
us.
Yeah, let them see it first.
Let them die first.
Let everybody on our Facebook page die first.
Producer, or Liv is...
Producer MYK has left the room. Ah! All right, it's what opening. It's opening. It's opening. Open it up.
What was it? What was
I can't
it, Liv?
See.
Okay.
No, I don't like I see you.
Okay.
No, do not turn it towards me! No, gosh darn it, no! No!
Okay, I'm ready to open it. Let's count to three. Backwards from three. Three.
No!
Two.
Stop it!
One!
No!
Oh my god! What is this?
Is that a tampon?
It looks like a
What the tampon. Hell is that?
It's a bloody face mask.
Oh my god, that's something my mom used to have. Oh, gross. Oh god.
It's, what is this? It's a barrel of slime. It's purple barrel of slime.
Looks like a bong.
This is some kind of glowing fluid, bodily fluid. There's glowing.
Oh, that's what that is, yeah.
Oh my god.
Get the fuck out of here! What is that?
A giant cockroach.
Oh, okay. It's a fake cockroach.
It's a fake cockroach. There's a fake spider!
Get this crap out of here. I don't want any of this stuff.
Oh my god, wait. There's something in the bottom of this box. There's something at the bottom of this box! Ah!
Oh, what's in the box? Ah!
There's a finger! That is a finger! A severed finger! Not even joking you right now. The bone sticking out and everything. Get the
What the hell is wrong with you?
Put it in his ear.
I'll punch you in the boob!
Can I give you a wet willy with this severed finger?
Lick it.
I will punch you in the boob.
Oh, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I know who sent the box.
Who?
Who?
It was Indie Scream Park!
Oh!
Alright, Indie Scream Park, you're dead to me! You are dead to me!
Indie Scream Park, they've got 500 attractions with free VIP fast passes. They've got a Monster Midway coming, and they said it's all going to have a creepy carnival-like feel. There's Zombieland Unchained, which is fully interactive, Pandemic Mutation, fully interactive, Backwoods, Rage 3D, and a Brickmore Asylum. You
why,
guys!
Why, couldn't, why the hell couldn't they send that in an email?
I know! What the, I have a hazmat suit on!
Indie Scream Park, you're dead to me.
I think because they sent us this box, we're going to get tickets to give away next week to Indie Scream Park.
Well, you give them away, because I'm not going anywhere near it. No way. All right.
Thank you, Indie Scream Park, for the scare of our lives.
That bra that I just had on my face really smells funny, too, by
Ew.
The way. I don't know
Is
what...
Is that the scariest part? Scarier than the box?
I don't know. I've had some stinky bras on my face before. If you missed this, you can see the video.
Want to make out?
It looks like seriously like something that my mom used to have. That's gross.
Just, bloody face mask.
Just get out of here. You can see it Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. I would like to hear from you, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter or 317-239-1009. Call right now because this is going to be quick with your opinion here. Producer MYK says, wait a minute, you didn't tip that guy? We got cable turned on yesterday, so we have internet access at our house that we have. And no, I did not tip the guy. I tip everybody. We got pizza last night, and I tipped the pizza man.
If we're supposed to be tipping cable people, I have been doing some very bad, horrible things to cable people.
Me too.
I had no idea those were people that you tip. I don't think they are.
Weren't they in there for a long period of time, like doing things to your wiring and, you know, moving your furniture and getting behind there and putting wires in weird places you didn't even know you had places?
I mean, yeah, they do, but I feel like that's why you pay a lot of money. It's so expensive is because, I don't know.
Yeah, the place, I used to have Comcast, but unfortunately they're not in the area that I'm at because I did self-installation there before. That was free. This place was like $85 or $90, and the guy was nice. Listen, I value him and his job, but all he did was he came in, where do you want it, checked the wiring, flipped the switch, and ran like one cable cord. Like, I guess the cable was cut or turned off or something. So he was there for about 35, 40 minutes, but, like, am I supposed to tip? Because, you know, I always say at least tip 20% when you go out to eat, and I tipped the pizza man last night. I'm not a stingy person.
So was he, like, all up in, like, the backyard or, like, climbing poles and doing
backyard,
weird things?
Backyard, he was on a ladder. He was also in the basement, and then he came back up.
You think that was all for a show, or you think he was actually doing something?
That, who knows, to be honest with you, because I seem like it wasn't that much work.
It all depends. I guess if he just screwed a wire into the wall, like, I'd say no, but like if he's doing all that stuff, I feel like you should have tipped him, Joe.
I never even thought of that. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Nick.
Hey, should I be tipping the cable guy? I've never heard of that.
It all depends on how you guys look at it. I'm actually an alarm technician, so I pull cable as well. Some customers tip me, some don't.
Do you judge people who don't? Do you put them on a little black list and then you come back and murder them because you know they're alarm?
Snip their wires.
No. It's all on how you guys see it is. I mean, cable technicians, it depends on what they do. We also sometimes have to climb a power pole and run wire. The cable guys have to pull wire and get up 60, 70 feet up in there. We only make $12 to $13 an hour.
Dang, okay. So what should I give him, like a 10?
$5-$10 here or there helps. I've gotten a $20 tip from an old lady. She's like, this is all I have.
$20? $20 big ones? Well, we suck, apparently,
no,
I guess.
No kidding. I guarantee you watch my cable's going to be turned off. Now, if he would have thrown in like an extra channel or a special package.
Oh, then you would have definitely tipped him, right?
I'm like, hey, here's my friend Mr. Jackson. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think that he definitely should not get a tip because that is his job, and I hope your service works. If you have, I don't know if I want to say the company, but if you have who I have, most of the time the service is not going to work the next day.
Oh, well, that's great. So I get to go home and check on that today. Well, if it doesn't work, I'm glad I didn't tip.
I had to tip. I've always been told to tip like your movers. Like I tipped the two guys $50 each that moved me.
Yeah, I tipped our movers too. Yeah, because they're busting their butt.
So like, would the same argument be made for cable people? They're busting their butt, like dealing with all those wires and plugging things in for an hour.
I don't know. Like, and I don't want to demean cable people, but I swear, like, this guy is a nice guy, but I didn't think it required a tip.
If you're supposed to tip people that do your cable stuff for you, can you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show? Because apparently we need to be learned a thing.
Yeah, I owe some back tips.